Greetings in the name of the Lord. Over a period of some time, we are going to be considering the subject of true scriptural marriage and family life. And this is a very, very important subject. It may be a subject some of you have never really studied before. I have done a great deal of study on this. I've done a book on the subject, and I've done a lot of seminars, a lot of teaching on the subject. And it doesn't mean that my teaching is perfect or that my ideas may be perfect, but it's my desire to share with you in this long series of messages some of the scriptural principles that I have found from God's Word itself, of course, some of the scriptural principles that I have found to be important in a true Christian marriage. And I want to emphasize a couple of things again. First of all, our relationship with God Himself. If you are not saved, if you've never come to the Lord Jesus as your only means of salvation, this is what Jesus Himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. The words of the Lord Jesus are very important for you. You may be very religious, you may be a regular churchgoer, but you may not be saved. You may not be saved from your sins by relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. I would urge you, as we get deeper and deeper into this series of messages, I would urge you to consider receiving Him so that these messages will mean something to you. In other words, they'll mean nothing to you if you don't even have a relationship with God, because they're God's principles for your lives. The other thing I want to suggest is this, and that is that as we go through this series of messages, it does require in Christians tender and willing and open hearts. If you don't have such a heart, if this teaching is merely so much academic study for you, it has no personal meaning at all for you, or you're not willing to receive it and change if need be, or even to enact some of these things, then none of this teaching will be of any benefit to you. So I believe that both of these things are important. First, that you have a relationship with God through Jesus, and then second, you have tender and open and willing hearts. Now let's get into this subject again today. We want to talk today about the question, why are true Christian marriages important in society for children and young people? In the last message, we talked about why they're important for adults and parents. But why are they important for children and young people? And I want to talk about this with you today. There are a number of things I want to say about this, and let me give you a few of them. First of all, true Christian marriages help develop in children and young people basic-like life attitudes in the most tender and formative years of their lives. I think we parents need to realize how our lives affect the lives of our children and young people, and the attitudes and the approaches to life that they have. This is a very, very vital thing as we consider true Christian marriages. That is, that not only the husband and wife would be happy with each other, but that they might be vitally affecting the lives of the children God has given them. And of course, these children grow into young people and finally into adults. We sometimes wonder why basic life attitudes are so miserable in so many children and young people. I think it's because they've learned them from their parents. Their parents have a sour attitude on life. They have a negative attitude on life. Children and young people develop the same attitudes they see in their parents. And so true Christian marriages are going to help develop right attitudes. For instance, my wife and I, when we were raising small children, we would have family worship together. No child was permitted to come to that with a bad attitude. In other words, they were expected to come to that because it was shaped for their needs. It was on their level of understanding and everything, but they were expected to come to family worship with the right attitude. In other words, we have that attitude ourselves. We tried to teach it to our children, and we expected them to have the right attitudes. Number two, true Christian marriages help develop in children and young people the basic life convictions which will deeply affect their lives and carry through in their hearts throughout the rest of their lives. Now, what is a conviction? A conviction is a heart belief. Many times we sit in church, we hear the preaching of the Word as Christians, but it never touches our hearts. In other words, in our minds, we may agree with what the pastor has to say. We may say, yes, this is indeed God's Word. But these things being taught to us, or even things we read from God's Word, never become deep life convictions. I believe in the matter of convictions. Convictions rule our lives. They rule our hearts. They rule the rest of our lives. People are willing to live and die by convictions. Not simply mind beliefs, but convictions. And so in young people, and even in children, we are seeking, in true Christian marriages, to develop deep heart convictions in them. Convictions which will rule their lives. They will live and die by them. Now I recognize that a child will not always have a deep conviction about every little thing I might teach him. But the desire of parents in true Christian marriages is that in the important things, the vital things, the children themselves will have deep convictions. Take, for instance, in young people, the whole matter of purity. Oh, how there's needed teaching on purity today, and we'll be dealing with some of this in a later message, but how there is needed a conviction in the hearts of young people, I will be pure. I want my life to be pure. I belong to the Lord Jesus. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. I'm the property of the Lord Jesus, and I will be pure with God's help. I will not do anything. I will not be with bad people. I will not go to bad places. I will live my life in such a way that I can be pure. The third thing, true Christian marriages help develop in children and young people moral and scriptural, spiritual principles for their lives. Now, these are foundations for their lives. We're building even in young children moral foundations. Not we, but God. God is building in their lives moral foundations. And these moral foundations are very, very important for children and young people. In other words, these are ones, again, that will become convictions of their hearts. These are the foundations upon which my life is built. I'm going to follow moral principles in my life. And so these foundations are going to be part of their lives. Even for the rest of their lives, they're going to follow these moral foundations. Once they enter into a marriage relationship, that marriage relationship will be absolutely true. That marriage relationship will be kept pure and clean before God. There'll be a strong moral foundation for it in their lives. The next thing is, true Christian marriages develop in children and young people acceptance of discipline by others and the establishing of self-discipline in their lives. Now, there are two kinds of discipline. First of all, there's a discipline we get from other people. We know in the home, in the school, and even in society itself, children and young people get discipline. They're expected to follow certain rules, certain principles of life. If they don't follow them, they are going to suffer the consequences. But beyond this, we're also seeking to develop self-discipline in their lives. There comes a time when a young person, and even a child, has to discipline themselves to do and to be what God wants them to be. In other words, we parents can't always stand over them and impose upon them the discipline from the outside. They themselves have to decide, I will discipline my own life. And so, we give a child a job to do in the home. We don't need to stand there and watch that child all the time. Some children immediately will respond. They are self-disciplined. They are people who will respond. They will do the job properly. They will do it completely. They'll do it thoroughly. They'll do it in a way that's pleasing to God and to us. We don't have to watch over them all the time. Another thing that is also important for children and young people. True Christian marriages help develop in children and young people a sense of personal accountability, both to God and to us. Now, some people don't feel this accountability. I think even in adult life, this is true, that some Christians don't feel accountability or the need for accountability. But it is important in life, and it begins with even a young child, that that child cannot just go the way he pleases, the way he chooses. That child is accountable to someone. He's accountable to parents, to teachers, someday to an employer. And so there's always accountability in society and, of course, in the home in this case. There's always accountability. And so we develop in a child a sense that they are accountable to people. They're accountable, first of all, of course, to God. Let's be fair about this. But then they're accountable to others as well. And then true Christian marriages also develop in children and young people a keen sense of personal responsibility in family, school, church, and community relationships. Some children grow up without any sense of responsibility whatsoever. They simply aren't aware of it. It doesn't mean anything to them. And children need this sense of responsibility. They have a job to do. They're expected to do certain things. And so they recognize, whether it's in the family or it's in the school, that they have a sense of personal responsibility. Now, it's not only a matter of carrying responsibility, but it's a matter of accepting that I am responsible. In other words, we began with accountability, but this goes beyond it. I have a responsibility in life, and I will carry out this responsibility or these responsibilities with all my heart. I will commit myself to them, and I will carry them out. Whether or not people are watching me, I know that God Himself is watching me. Another thing that's important for children and young people in true Christian marriages, we also train them in group interaction. You know, by nature, we are selfish. We don't like to admit this, but this is human nature. It's me first. As I read Ephesians chapter 5, for instance, it's very interesting the way God approaches the man in the marriage relationship. He is to love his wife as he loves himself. Isn't this interesting? And that is that a man is first of all going to look out after his own interests. But now, in a Christian marriage, this man is to love his wife as he loves himself, as much as he loves himself, because no man ever neglected his own life and his own body. And so what an interesting principle this is for life. Now, we're teaching children this. We're teaching children that there is responsibility they have towards their own brothers and sisters. There's responsibility they have towards the family as a whole. In other words, they're to mix in this family. They're to be a part of this family as people who are interacting properly with other members of the family. Someday this will apply to their school life. They're to react in school life in the same way. They're to react in school life as people who are responsible to their fellow students, and they're interacting with them properly. One final thing I want to say, and that is the children also experience standards in their lives, and they learn to accept and they learn to live by standards that are set for them. A true Christian marriage, as I taught before, will have true Christian standards. They're going to set up standards for the home. These standards are taught to the children from the very earliest ages. This is what God wants for our home. A child learns this, and a child learns to accept this. And the child learns that in their own lives, there must be standards they live by. They set them for their lives. They live by these standards with all their hearts. Now, their ideas about standards may not completely agree with the ideas of the parents. We parents aren't perfect, but children learn what true Christian standards are, and they follow these with all their hearts. We'll be continuing this subject, but I trust that as we have thought of children and young people, that we may recognize as parents that we're helping children and young people develop these right attitudes and everything. And as children and young people themselves, They need to recognize that they must accept these things from God and from their parents, because they have in their home a true Christian marriage and a true Christian family. May the Lord bless you, each one.